Good evening. Welcome to Speaking in Your Basement. We'll keep this one relatively short. Been following me on Instagram, you'll have seen that I posted something from Russell Brunson's Expert Secrets earlier, and he actually references a guy named Blair Warren. Blair Warren wrote a book, and in his book, it's called The One Sentence Persuasion Course, he talks about five different things that will tend to make you very persuasive with people. The first one is to encourage their dreams. Seems obvious and simple, right? Encourage their dreams. Well, yeah, sure, everybody knows that, right? But does everybody do that? One of the things I like about personal development, I can complain about, this, I didn't like about that author or whatever. There's any number of complaints I could bring up. But one thing that I saw very broadly in a variety of different authors and speakers and whoever else in personal development is the encouragement of dreams, the encouragement of dreaming. And we all know that's not the whole path, right? You dream about getting in shape, but you never go to the gym. You're probably not going to get in shape. But some of us dream and fixate on the dream, and at some point we find ourselves going to the gym repeatedly, or going for a walk, or doing weights or resistance training or whatever else you can at home. We find a way. We start to move forward where we might not have, had we not dreamt about it first, had we not had the vision first, we might not have done that if someone didn't encourage it. So I really appreciate this about personal development. There's tons of authors out there you can get into. But if you're looking to be persuasive, where I would start, like we've talked about several times on this podcast, is with yourself. You encourage yourself to dream. You don't have to do it all the time. There's times where you got work to get done, but you got to do it some of the time. You got to find some time to do it. It can be just a few minutes here and there, but you got to find that time. I'd ask yourself the question, what if you were to really open up and allow yourself to dream? Allow yourself to just imagine what's possible. What's it like to go inside and step into that space? The sense of possibility. You've had to do some amazing things just to get to where you are right now. But what else is possible? From this place of possibility, this place of vision, when you come here every so often, you connect with it a little more deeply. And over time, you start to carry a little more of it with you all the time. And so when you're around other people, of course, you can verbally encourage their dreams or encourage their dreams in any other way, or encourage them to dream. But if you have good contact with this space, if you're very familiar with your own sense of possibility, with your own ability to create that vision, if you're deeply connected with your own dreams, just being around other people, they'll pick up a little bit of that from you unconsciously. It's like your willingness to explore that area inside your mind will help them do the same, even if only a little bit. Many times a little bit is enough. So, to be persuasive, it's important to know that people will do just about anything for someone who really encourages their dreams. I'm Ben Langley. Thanks very much for spending some time with me tonight. We will talk again soon.